happy mother loving new year. What's happening? It's 2021, baby.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, family.
Welcome.
Everybody on IG Live, Happy New Year. How y'all doing?
What it do, y'all?
Give out a couple waves there. Shout out. Dog, 2020 is over. Hey. What was deemed to be the worst year potentially of all of our lives collectively as a unit.
Yo, man, 2020.
But we made it by the grace of God. We survived it. And now it's, 1-1-21.
1-1-21.
Yes. Welcome to episode 49. Y'all know me.
First of the year.
Y'all know me, though. It's Mark. DP right there.
With a dookie out of that.
Yeah. And, we back. Let's say we've been off for a couple weeks. It's been holidays. But we linked up over the phone this week, and we were like,
We did.
You know what? Let's do something for the people on a holiday.
And we came in.
We wanted to start the year off right. Good vibes, good spirits, good energy.
So we
decided, get off our asses, off the couch, out the bed. I drove back up from San Diego. The kids down there hate me right now. They pissed. They're like, why you can't stay until tomorrow? I'm like,
because I got stuff to do.
The kids were mad.
Cheers to a new year, man.
Cheers to new year.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Back at it.
And the kid turns 30 next Thursday.
The big 3-0.
Oh, we here now.
I'll be there in 2 months.
Come on. I'm getting on the boat.
Let me get the Thursday
and then, Friday. We'll be back at it.
Yeah.
I may try to pull the for real and just shave all this off, see how young I look.
You gonna take it all off?
Even
the stash.
Yeah.
You wildin'.
What?
You wildin'.
It's only January. It'll be back.
You right.
It's January. Ain't like we can't go. It's not like we go anywhere anyway.
You right.
I just really want to see with this off, like how young I look at 30. That's really what I want to do. like how much does this black not crack?
Dog, because it don't.
It don't.
Man, like.
And I got the for real skincare stuff now.
Oh, you big booming.
Oh, yeah.
You big booming.
Oh, I'm about to enter like what I think is going to be one of the best decades of my life. I'm trying to look good. I'm trying to feel good. I'm trying to, make sure everything is right.
As you should, though.
I did a face mask before the show.
Okay, that's what's up.
Man, shout out to my
support
boy. Shout out to my boy Alex's girlfriend, Erin. She had all the stuff.
Yeah.
Got your boy right.
I love it. I love to hear it, man.
Because he's recording his show right now, and he was like, hey, babe, let me get a face mask before I get on air. I was like, shit, I want one, too. I'm going on IG Live.
Hey, and it's crazy, though, because, you got some men who don't. I just don't think people really realize how important it is to really be mindful of your hygiene. You know what I'm saying? Like, spend some money on yourself, on your self-care. You know what I'm saying? And I'm speaking specifically to hygiene. Like, spend that extra few dollars on some good deodorant, some good body wash. You know what I'm saying? Face care, skincare.
Face wash, exfoliator, face moisturizer, good soap, good deodorant. And a body butter, and you should be straight.
And drink some water. Lots of
it. Yeah, drink a lot of water.
You'll
be fine. And that goes for all colors, all ethnicities, of all countries.
And I highly recommend using black soap on your face. I highly recommend it. That's what I use.
Okay.
That's what I use.
I say, you got great skin, too.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And that, it also, people... It's not wrong. There is nothing wrong with complimenting another person of the same sex because they got their ish together.
Facts.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Facts.
As we go into our big 3-0 years, it's like I will say in the last 5 years of my life on some non-sports stuff. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things from a toxic masculinity standpoint I've had to unlearn to become a better human being and a more accepting human being of like the people around me and myself.
Yeah.
And it's been quite the journey. So, like, even just, like, giving, like, the compliment, like, dog, like, your skin is, like, on point. Like,
yeah.
Once upon a time, if you would have said that in high school, everybody questioned you. Everybody.
And it's funny though. Like, shout out to my dog Jamal, my coworker. We be at work all the time. Like, yeah. Bro, you look amazing. You smell great. What kind of cologne do you have on? I love your hair. You know, and people be laughing at us because, I mean, of course, we're saying it in a comical sense, but like, these are things we really like. That's really how we feel. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you seen that movie with Lakeith Stanfield.
Oh, yeah. Sorry to bother you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my movie, bro. Also, to my mother who asked the question, who raised you? You know where I got that toxic masculinity crap from? You know where I got it from.
What's up, moms? Happy New Year.
Your brother. Won't say his name.
It's cool.
She know who it is. We, her and I have had this discussion.
Since it's the first day of the year.
Yeah.
What's one thing that you learned in 2020?
What's one thing I learned in 2020?
Yeah. Ooh, what was one thing that you learned about yourself in 2020?
Oh, wait. Okay. By myself. I learned. Okay. I'll say it like this. I realized how much of a break I needed.
Okay.
Like, I've been craving for one for like probably 2 years prior.
Yeah.
Like, cause I had like dreamed of like, you know, having like enough chips in the deck where I could like take a personal sabbatical for a year and just not work and like either go travel or just go kick it and like just really have a year off to myself.
A whole year. Yeah.
White kids do it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, but that's also like a luxury item.
Nah, for sure.
And this year it wasn't like luxurious, but it was forced.
Yeah.
You know, insinuating circumstances. But I realized how much of a break I needed. Mm-hmm. And to get off the hamster wheel, to really take the time to focus on my mental health, my physical health, and all, I mean, and even from a physical health standpoint, like, not push so hard to be in shape, like, just give my body a break.
Yeah.
Like, I needed that. I needed time to connect with my family in ways that I hadn't had the time to do it.
Right.
Especially since how we're like, most of us don't live with each other.
Right.
So having the time to do that and just really taking a step back from the everyday hustle and bustle grind, because that's what we promote, that's what we see all the time, and really just be accepting of the slow pace.
Yeah.
But now that I'm going to a new situation come Monday, like, I have energy again.
Yeah.
Like, I really have the energy, the enthusiasm, the to go get it.
Right.
Which I was losing steam for a while. So
I learned, refreshed.
Yeah, I feel refreshed. And that's what I needed.
That's a win.
And to summarize all that as to what I learned the importance of stillness.
Okay.
The importance of stillness.
That's big.
Yeah. How about yourself?
Man, learned a lot. Learned a lot. Shout out to my cousin B Davis. Shout out to my cousin Dex. He slid in.
Dex.
In the IG live.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bria.
What's up?
My cousin Jabria. But me and Brian was having a conversation earlier. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he asked me that question. And I said one thing. So, to get to name something else that I learned, I learned about the value of time.
Yeah.
I feel like we take days for granted. You know what I'm saying? We take moments for granted. And time is, you can't get back time.
No.
Regardless. So, you know, it just taught me to be mindful of who I spend my time with, where I spend my time, what I spend my time doing.
Yeah.
And you know, I was talking when I was on the phone, we're talking about prioritizing, how you prioritize. Mm-hmm. And you know, if I'm honest, I prioritize things based on my moods. Mm. Like, you know, if I'm feeling a certain way, this is gonna take priority over one thing. Yeah. But in reality, I don't wanna live like that. Cause I feel like when it comes to priorities, there are priorities that should be concrete, set in stone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it should be boom, 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 like that, in that order. Mm-hmm. Everything else kind of can come in where you fit it in, whatever the case might be. But there, you know, there should be those things that you naturally prioritize at the top all the time, regardless. You know, whether for some that's work,
yeah,
that's family, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I think you should have a concrete set of priorities, you know, that stay the same, you know, that aren't dependent on your mood or how you feeling that day. But yeah, man, time is valuable.
Time is still in the grand scheme of like everything called life, like those two things really do at times go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you need to take the time to be still. Sometimes you need to be still and you just want to see how time is working with you and against you.
Facts.
And if you can find it within yourself to like partner up to do both of those things, not necessarily at the same time, but like one time at the one time for the other.
Yeah.
Like, your perception of the life around you and the life that you have.
Yeah.
It does change.
All the time.
It definitely changes, especially with loss of life that happens around you.
Yeah.
New life that comes in, you know, around you.
A bunch of changing pieces, man, and that's what 2020 was about. It was a lot of things moving around and not moving. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things were changing. Yeah.
Like, it was so much.
Like, we legit were in a pandemic for...
What you mean, were? We still in it, technically.
But I'm saying we, at the beginning,
yeah.
From that March,
yeah.
March of 2020,
yeah.
up until this point,
yeah.
we've been in a pandemic.
Yeah.
Like, and it's been back and forth, you know, some things open, some things not open, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, it's unreal, but,
yeah.
you know, we keep trucking. 2021, here we are, we made it through. Shout out to those that didn't, man. It's all love. Blessings to those that we lost over the year. We lost took some major hits in 2020. Some major hits, y'all.
Dude, and like I would say too, there was some lives lost prior to the pandemic that I was personally glad didn't get taken. Okay. Yes. My relationship with those people, I wouldn't have been able to. For them to get taken because of it, and I still couldn't see them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have been way more mad.
Yeah.
Probably way more broken as a person right now.
Nah, that's wild.
So, now looking forward.
Yeah.
We'll get to the life stuff towards the end, but on the sports side.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to in 2021 from a sports standpoint? Because it still technically is a sports show, but y'all know how it is. Shout out to The Lost, episode 44.
We got to cut the music down.
Oops.
It's super loud on the app.
Oh, well, my bad. Sorry, y'all.
We good to go. That's solid.
Y'all good?
Give me a response. We should be good to go. But
cool. I turned it off.
But yeah, so yeah, sports have been, I mean, this transition, I mean, if we still reflect on 2020,
sure,
sports, man, no fans, you know what I'm saying? Didn't get to go to,
at least now here we couldn't go to anything. Like, other states they could.
Other states was booming, but then you start to recognize all the cancellations, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All the cancellations, all the postponements, you know, the rescheduling of sporting events. And as we transition here into 2021,
mm-hmm.
and you know, sports basketball season just started. It's granted, it's no bubble, but it's still no fans. You know what I mean? Excuse me. We got playoff NFL football. We got playoff college football going on right now.
Currently, the team in Ohio is beating the crap out of that.
The Ohio State.
How dare you?
Is whooping on Clemson. And I can't. And I'm.
How are you, Ohio State fan?
My mom's from Ohio, boy.
What part?
Columbus, Dayton.
Okay.
Come on now. Yeah.
All right.
My grandma went to Ohio State. She alumni, boy. Yeah.
Fun fact, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Now I do.
Come on now.
I got relatives that went there, but like on that fateful Saturday after every Thanksgiving, I don't talk to them.
I get it. Because y'all probably took an L. Or preparing to take a nap.
Show's over.
but yeah, we got Ohio State.
My mother
State.
Says, "How dare you?"
we got the Ohio State leading 42-21 on Clemson.
You know what? I mean, I'm not Ohio State fan. I'm not a Clemson fan, but you know what? I'm glad Clemson getting it, getting the business right now. Just because they
had, man, shouldn't have been talking all that cash.
Yo,
he shouldn't have been talking all that cash.
Like, my thing with Dabo is when he first started winning, it was funny. And then it just got really cheeky. And I'm like, bro, just remember, you are still Clemson. I don't care how many wins you done racked up in the last 5 years. You're still Clemson. Because the minute you leave, sir, this school becomes nothing again.
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know.
Clemson wasn't worth a damn.
Bro, Clemson's been good for a long time.
You say a long time?
Clemson's been good.
Clemson's had athletes for a long time.
Clemson's been good for at least the last 8 to 10 years.
Six.
8 to 10 years.
Six.
Bro, they've been cold for a long time.
I'll give them six.
They definitely always had athletes. 100%.
They've always had athletes.
Always had a good running back. Always and had a fairly good quarterback.
And would have great receivers.
Yeah. And they get to bowl games.
They get the bowl games. But, like, them being, like, national title, like, contenders year in and year out, last 6 years.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying
that's what I mean because
we'll
of where they're
elite.
At now.
We'll say that they've been elite for that point. Yeah, for that in those conversations.
I think whenever Dabo leaves, I don't see it happening in any immediate future. Whenever that time is up, oh, they're done.
Yeah,
like some other schools.
What other schools?
USC.
Go Trojans. Go Trojans.
They're still fighting.
Shout out to JT Daniels. Got a win today with Georgia. Close win. Cincinnati took, man, it was a nail biter. Cincinnati lost by 3.
I see the score right
there.
I didn't see that game. I saw the first two Alabama touchdowns of their game against Notre Dame, which they, you know. I saw the Najee Harris hurdle.
Hey, shout out to Najee Harris, man, and his press conference. Shouting out it's bad, I don't know her name, but the soccer star. And he was just talking about how she as a...
The girl from Vanderbilt?
Nah.
Oh.
She's a professional. Look it up. Just type in Najee Harris press conference. But he basically was just talking about how, you know, he looks up to her. You know what I'm saying? And how a lot of men won't admit to, you know, maybe having a woman as their hero or somebody that they look up to.
Man, sense. I got plenty.
But, you know, he was just talking about how dope it is, how she's, one, been dominant in her sport, and two, how she's
Did you talk about Megan Rapinoe?
I couldn't tell you what her name is.
That's like the main one. There's her, there's Wambach. Was it Wambach a couple years ago? There's a bunch of them.
I couldn't tell you. Even if you
like,
said her name.
They're all good. Like, they're all good. There's Sydney LaRue. Like, they're all good.
No, I wasn't her.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was dope just seeing him speak on that, you know. And then I've never seen him in an interview or anything, so it was cool to
I don't watch Bama, do so I don't know what none of – I just couldn't tell you what any of them sound like. I just know they all win, and they're bigger than me. And I couldn't tell you what any of them sound like in a press conference. Couldn't tell you.
Hey, they whooped on the Fighting Irish today, though.
I thought they were, because every time Notre Dame gets anything close to a national championship, they get steamrolled, per usual.
You know, they
– whatever. They get rolled tied, literally.
But, yeah.
Cheesy joke, whatever.
Sports in sports in 2020 was – it was different, man. And I just – Lord willing, we –
But
you know,
LA got two champions out of it.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been dope to see some fans there. But,
you know,
Lord willing, we able to persevere through this and we can get some fans back into these arenas, back into these stadiums, and we can have a little bit more normalcy. But yeah,
I mean, if you live in Dallas, Texas, you'd have been to every Cowboy game, because they be having that bad boy almost packed.
Nah, yeah, they.
I can't even front. Like, I low key be sitting there jealous. Like, word, y'all just get to do this. Okay.
We just on the wrong side of the country right now. You know,
between LA and New York, we're screwed.
We on the wrong side of the country right now.
It's the middle America is where it's at.
But it's cool.
In the South.
Side. But it's cool. We still got to do what we got to do.
You understand? We will persevere. There's a vaccine out now. I know a couple people that have taken it.
Me too.
And they didn't. And they had no side effects.
That's a blessing. That's actually that's what's up, man.
Hand clap of praise.
That's what's up.
Let's see. Wait, I got it.
That's a win.
I'm always here for no side effects. That makes me consider stuff.
Yeah, it's. I mean, shout out to them for that. Shout out to them for that.
For shizzle.
But man, we got this. We got this Ohio State game tonight. That's taking place.
They're still what, third quarter, 4 minutes, 24 seconds ago. Okay, cool.
We got NFL playoff football. What, tomorrow, right? We got some games tomorrow or just
no
Sunday?
Tomorrow's week 17.
It's tomorrow, right?
Week 17. That's end of the regular season.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Playoffs start next weekend.
Yeah, playoffs start next week. But we got cats still fighting for a chance, though. So oh, yeah. Like, day.
The fact that they
Or is it tomorrow or Sunday?
There's games tomorrow and
it's
Sunday.
Both days. Yeah, okay. I believe
today feels like Saturday for some
reason. It does. It definitely feels like
I don't know. I don't know why.
It definitely felt
but
like
no,
it.
But no, Sunday's the last day of the regular season.
Yeah.
And then next Saturday is playoffs. Next Saturday and Sunday are playoffs.
Wild card.
And them expanding the playoff field by just one team each conference is making it so much better.
Yo.
Like, it makes it so much better because instead of having the 1 and 2 seed having a bye week, the number one seed, which is now that much more important to go get, you got guys on week 17 that are going to start where they normally would sit.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. Because it makes week 17 of football interesting and compelling.
Yeah.
As opposed to the years prior where you go, okay, we already know. Like, week 16 was just like the last week of the year.
Right.
17
right.
was, you know, practice squad guys getting reps to see them, to try to make the team next year.
And now, as you see, I mean, it's not very many
let's go to the standings right
teams
now.
Talking about, or that's really able to talk about resting guys. I mean, you got some teams that are resting guys, but then you got, you know, the vast majority, they got to play their dudes.
Yep.
They got to play them. I just saw that for the Saints, Alvin Kamara's out. He tested positive for COVID.
Man.
So he's out. As a fantasy owner, I'm a little sad about that.
I ain't playing him.
But I just
picked up.
When he
had that 6th touchdown?
I had him. He went stupid.
Lucky.
He kept me in the game. I won. Clearly, I won. He gave me 60 points. But I think it'll be a good day for Latavius Murray. He's been a great backup over there behind Alvin Kamara. So I think that's going to be a productive day for him for sure.
Yeah, and see, the thing about that is, though, like, the Saints need their full roster because they need – well, actually, didn't the Packers beat the Saints this year? Because they played each other. I think the Packers beat
the
Saints. So they have the tiebreaker. So even if the Packers were to lose Sunday and the Saints won, Packers still get the number one seed anyway. So, oh, well.
Yeah, no, they cool. They survived. The Rams got to win.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The Rams for sure got to win.
But Jared Goff's not playing.
He not. They got, what's the dude's name? This cat that
some
they brought
backup
in from
off the practice
from
squad.
The AAF.
Yeah, he playing. I don't trust that. The Bears, you never know with them when week in, week out. Arizona, who's playing the Rams. Hopefully, like, the Cardinals just choke. Washington, Dallas, and the Giants are all fighting for a spot. Meanwhile, as we're looking at this on ESPN.com, we're looking at all the teams that are eliminated from playoff contention, but right here in the dead middle, you see the New York Football Giants who are still alive because they're in the worst division.
Yo.
Look at this.
But
I'm
going to be real
horrible.
With you. I'm going to be real. I'm
pissed.
If the Cowboys get in, the Cowboys are going to be a problem, bro. They've been playing some good ball in the last few weeks. The Cowboys are going to be a problem. What's his name?
Who has the spot right now?
Andy Dalton's been playing well.
Where's the Eagles? Are they
the
out?
The Eagles down there.
Oh, there it's you go. Oh, that's right. They got eliminated.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Because they only got 4 wins. All right, so Washington.
But I think Alex Smith is playing. Alex Smith is going to play this week. They said he practiced
because your boy got cut
the last two consecutive days. But Dwayne Haskins wasn't going to do nothing. No way. I mean,
no.
We could touch on that too because I think.
Okay.
Just briefly, I believe.
Let's do it now.
I believe that.
Also, I need more. By the way, this is my first time having a Bel Air. Shout out to Rick Ross.
Welcome. Hey, shout out to Ricky Rose, man.
Hey, did you watch him on?
Yes.
Okay.
You know I'm a subscriber to that joint.
Okay.
I'm a subscriber to that joint. But with the Dwayne Haskins situation, bro, I just feel like he hurt himself. He hurt himself, bro. And I support the Redskins for doing what they had to do. I mean, Lord willing, Dwayne Haskins is able to bounce back.
Yeah.
And, you know, he can sign with a team.
Yeah.
You know, shoot. It's been a week since he's been released and nobody's picked him up yet.
Yeah.
You know, that does kind of suck. And then you kind of.
I mean, he's not getting picked up for no playoff run.
I thought it would have been cool for him to get that opportunity to hop on a squad to be, you know, in the midst of the playoffs. But,
it would have been great. However, just thinking in reality terms, he'll probably make it to an OTA roster come the spring.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Bless you.
Damn.
Yeah, for sure. I believe that's going to happen for him. But he got to tighten up, man. He got to tighten up.
But you know what, though? Yes, he does have to tighten up. I still feel bad that he was in a horrible situation in Washington.
For sure. From day one.
Yeah, from the day.
But he should have never started, though. I don't think he should have never started.
No, he shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Last year, he shouldn't have played a game last year. He shouldn't have played a snap last year.
100%. I agree.
And then I saw somebody put a meme out there, but it was a factual one. It was from last season.
Mm-hmm.
Washington beat Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And that got Ron Rivera fired. And now this year, Ron Rivera cut the same guy.
Dog.
I was like, ooh.
Dog.
Revenge is sweet, I guess.
Dog.
Oh, man.
I mean, but it's like, when it comes to the quarterback position,
yeah,
it takes a special type of quarterback to kind of quarterback to be able to start as a rookie, like, and I'm talking about maturity, you know, poise, you know, and just a certain awareness of the game, you know what I mean, to get in there and have success, and as well as coaching. And I think that's what he lacked, you know, these first couple of years in Washington, was the coaching.
Yeah.
And, you know, him just getting thrown into the fire right away.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a lot of rookie quarterbacks that unfortunately go to horrible situations. And they get thrown into this ring of fire. They get thrown into the ocean with sharks. And they get told, you know, swim and also stay alive. Like, yeah. Yo, I ain't never done this before. Same thing happened to Sam Darnold with the Jets. And now they don't even have the number one pick no more.
They got the number two.
Yeah. And
but
they
that's
still,
cool.
But they won't get your boy from Clemson.
That's cool. They'll take my boy Justin Fields.
I don't. Listen. One black man to another. Whatever you do, don't go to the Jets, bro.
But I hope the Jets
don't
grab a quarterback, though. Because I like Sam Darnold. I hope they don't grab a quarterback.
He's done there.
But if he's done, he could go somewhere else and start right now. Patriots going to need a quarterback.
Yeah,
the Lions going to need a quarterback because
the Lions been needed a new quarterback.
Matthew Stafford's getting out of there.
Don't get me passionate about them.
Like, come on now. But Matthew Stafford's gonna go to a team and he gonna be on his Phillip Rivers.
He's better than Phillip Rivers now.
No. I'm saying he's gonna be on his Phillip Rivers.
Oh, like being an old man.
In the sense of he's gonna go to another team and have success.
Where do you think he's gonna go? Because the time is up. It's clear.
Supposedly he's linked to the Patriots and the Steelers.
If I'm either of those teams, I don't take him.
I'll take Matthew Stafford, bro.
Hear me out.
I'll listen.
For how long has he been in the league? Over 10.
Since 09, I believe.
Okay, over 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years and plus. 9, 10 years, whatever.
Yeah.
If you take a guy like Matthew Stafford, who has the injury history that he has, who's also had the injury history that he has, with the luxury of playing in the dome or in a dome environment for guaranteed 8 games
yeah.
of the year, I, as a cold weather team who we're playing outdoors just about every single game, especially if you're the Steelers where you play outdoors all year at home, plus you have an additional 3 games, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Baltimore, at any given time during the year, outdoor games. So now you're what, at 11? So that's 5 more games where you may not even be, we may not even sniff indoors, depending on how your schedule is set up.
Right.
If I am a cold weather team taking somebody that's coming from a dome who couldn't stay healthy in a dome environment, I don't do that. Just because when that cold hits you, it hits different. It,
for sure.
And the cold starts, as anybody in Detroit would know, it hits in Pittsburgh at around the same time in October. But you are accustomed to guaranteeing yourself a little bit of warmth just on atmosphere.
Right.
Compared to a warm weather place or another dome team that could use him.
Right.
So, yeah, okay, according to you, he's linked to the Patriots and Steelers. As much as that might be nice, I just don't think he stays upright the entire season based on weather and injury history alone.
Now, do you consider that same factor in the lack of production from Cam Newton? Considering him coming from playing in Carolina. Granted, he was playing outdoors.
He was playing outdoors.
But you're going into a much more tougher climate in New England.
Yeah, I take that into consideration. Also, he didn't play the same pre his COVID, you know, break. He didn't play the same. His throwing was literally off. Like, if you look at the tape, pre-COVID, post-COVID, he wasn't the same guy.
Yeah.
So, I would take him getting sick into consideration. However, had he been on the trajectory that he was pre his COVID absence, my answer today would probably be different.
Right, right.
However, knowing that, hey, if I'm a warm weather team that needs a quarterback, go get him.
Yeah.
Like
a Tampa Bay. Not a Tampa Bay, but a Jags. Jacksonville. But they going to draft.
I would say Cam wouldn't go there. Wouldn't go there. But if Drew Brees, if this is the end of Drew Brees,
I don't see Drew Brees retiring yet. I'll give Drew Brees one more year.
He been doing this for the past 2 years. I think he's done.
I'll give him one more year, bro.
I don't. I think he's done.
You don't see them keeping Jameis?
No. And he was on a 1-year deal anyway. I can see New Orleans going to get somebody that was once in their division who knows the division. Okay, go get him back. And now he has a dome for guaranteed 9 games. Because you got all the New Orleans games, plus you got a guaranteed Falcons game. That's 9 games indoors.
What do you think the Falcons do? Because I know you've been seeing all the Julio talk.
I mean, if I'm Julio, I'm asking to get the hell out. Like,
just for the simple fact that they keep bringing me up in these conversations.
Yo, he's Calvin Johnson of the South.
He is.
What he got on Calvin is a Super Bowl appearance. Yeah,
that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
And he had a 20-3 lead in the Super Bowl.
He did.
And his team couldn't keep up.
He was supposed to win. He was supposed to win that.
Calvin Johnson of the South. Either you retire and just say, you know what, I ain't for this football thing no more. Or you try to find your way out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
One or the other. Now, every team in the league could use him.
What? Every team?
Every single one.
Except the Cardinals. They don't need him.
I wouldn't be... Who's to say Arizona wouldn't pull some miracle shit off and go get him? Like, we didn't see the DeAndre Hopkins trade coming.
Yeah, we didn't see, not to the Cardinals. Well, right. We didn't see him getting traded, period. Personally, I ain't see it.
None of us did.
Yeah, like I know Deshaun Watson was sick. I know he was at the crib taking shots after shots. Like, yo, like, y'all done traded my guy? Like,
right.
Y'all really traded my guy?
What up, Blue?
What it do, Blue?
Big, this is my guy's sister.
Shout out to your god sister, man.
Man, we got memories. Oh, man. Like, we grew up in church together. Oh, man, she's look out for me. Big ups. Big ups. What up, Blue? Talk about I sound all grown. You already know what it is. Hey, nigga, I'm about to be 30. That's still kind of weird to say.
Man.
Just a smidge.
Come on now.
Because I don't feel it. Like, on the inside, I don't feel it.
I got my guy just hit me with the young request. Let's go ahead and bring him in. Let's see.
Oh, you got to put him on the mic. See, this is why you should have brought the thing, because then we could have stuck the mic under it.
Yo, what up, bro?
What's up with it, bro?
What's the deal, right, man?
Oh, man, you know me, man. Day by day.
We getting better and better.
Doing this new year so far.
I was like, put him on the mic.
Oh yeah, there we go, right there. Yeah. That's solid. Go on and introduce yourself, man.
We got a guest, by the way, y'all.
We got a guest tuning in. You know, one of my guys I went to school with. Shout out to Fresno State Bulldogs. You know what I'm saying?
Did he go there with PG or no?
Yeah, we was all there at the same time.
Oh shit.
Yeah, all we right. was all there at the same time. Go ahead, bro. You got the floor.
Education, so I'm all about just
bubbling
up.
Round of applause.
Good. Yeah.
It's family.
It's always love, bro. Appreciate you getting on, man. Always love. You know, give us a little brief background, you know, because we know you coach high school ball, you know what I'm saying? We know you play ball in high school, you know, and, you know, continue to be athletic beyond high school. So just give us a little rundown of your history in that.
Yeah, so in high school, I was a football guy.
Artesia High.
Shout out to Artesia High.
I live off that street.
You feel me, to hoop with my guy, JH. So that right there, I feel like basketball is what kind of got me more into coaching.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, me, I didn't really play that much my senior year, but I got to watch.
Right.
And because I got to watch so much, it allowed me to really want to dive into my coaching bag. On the football side of things, I was one of the people that I got to sit down with the coaches and kind of help some of the game plans, come and install some of the game plans and be a part of that process.
Right.
And I was always a kid that just wanted to know more.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm really big into the X's and the O's and the Y's of football and basketball. So I've taken all that, and I've had an opportunity to work with some great coaches and learn from some great coaches and then just add my own flavor to it, to what I've been doing. And then – like I said, this past 18 months, I just completed my master's in coaching education.
Congrats.
And that opened up a whole new world into just learning a lot into the psychology of coaching and what it takes to really motivate your players, what it takes to motivate yourself as a coach.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. And so now, man, I'm just on a quest, man, to get to the league. I told myself I'm 31 now. My goal is to be coaching the league by the time I'm 40.
Okay. Okay.
and
it's attainable. It's attainable. Yeah. Don't think otherwise.
Yeah. And if I'm not coaching, then I'm gonna be on somebody's platform talking it. So if I'm not on the sidelines, I'm gonna be on somebody's major network talking it. So that's all I see, and that's all I really know, honestly.
That's a win, bro.
We
appreciate you hopping on, man, joining us.
Thank you, appreciate you
sharing that about yourself. You know, so in the sports realm, you know, being that as you said, you know, you heavily tapped in, you know, as a coach and just, I mean, as a fan and an analyst, you know, for sure. What is your take as in the coaching realm? What is your take with everything that's taking place in the state of California in regards to high school football?
It sucks.
Straight up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the purest answer we could get.
Oh, everything.
You're like, it sucks.
How else to label it or say it? It sucks. It's unfortunate. Mainly because, like I said, within this coaching program that I just went through for my master's, I've met a lot of coaches.
Yeah.
A lot of different people coaching in different aspects, especially football coaches. And to know people in Florida, to know coaches in South Carolina, to know coaches in Ohio and all these East places, and those kids got to play, and then to be here, to know that my kids is not playing, like, it just sucks. It sucks for them missing out on opportunities. Mm-hmm. It sucks while other kids are possibly getting recruited and going to other big-time colleges.
Right,
right. And like I said, I felt that if we'd have just took advantage of where we was at with dealing with the virus at the time, we would have finished the season. Like, I can't really – I mean, for the most part, nobody at our high school during from August to November.
Yeah.
COVID. Nobody had met our kid on it. You feel me?
That's a blessing.
So, you feel me? That's a huge blessing, but I feel like that was because we wasn't in school.
Right. So
we was the governor and the government or however was so focused on everybody getting to school. I'm like, look, man, a lot of these kids is kind of living the college dream.
Yeah, basically.
School and then show up and go play football.
Right.
If you are allowing us to practice, then you should have just allowed us to play.
Right.
What is the real difference?
Exactly.
If you saying all schools out here in Fresno Unified and Clovis Unified, y'all can go practice, boom, 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 so why we couldn't play.
Right.
And to me, that's where they dropped the ball at, man, from SoCal all the way through the Central Cal, all the way to North Cal, and really just the West Coast, because it's Cali, Washington, Oregon, Nevada, Arizona, who all didn't play sports. And those are major markets for football during this time.
And it's crazy you mentioned that, because what I've noticed more recently is how kids are going commuting from LA to Arizona to play some ball. I had a few kids that I coached last year that I've seen, and they're a part of this, I guess, travel football situation, you know what I'm saying? And those are seniors, you know? So it's like, at the end of the day, I got to get me, you know what I'm saying? I got to get me. And the thing about it, I was actually talking with my boy about this at work this morning. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to me that there hasn't been a travel football circuit before this. Because, I mean, yes, we have 7-on-7, you know? We even have been having flag, but having a full contact travel football circuit would take recruiting to a whole nother level.
But you know what that would do, though? In my opinion, that almost feels like travel baseball and travel hockey.
Yeah.
Where once you make, outside of basketball, once you make like a sport like football, like a travel thing, like for real, the price on it goes up. So now everybody who's good at football in high school football, where, like, you know, winning the state championship normally counts, it still counts compared to AAU basketball. Now you're pricing kids out of opportunity to play.
Touche.
Compared to like the travel high school team that Sierra Canyon has, like, on the side that they've already been playing with, and they're going out of state to play games, and it's still their high school team, but they're not playing under the high school umbrella.
Right.
But I mean, it's Sierra Canyon, a highly funded school with parents, some of which who can pay for everybody or pay for their kids. LeBron,
right? And to that point, it's you see schools that do have the financial, the financial means to support something like that. You see those schools doing those things because you're not going to get an inner city school. You're not going to get an Artesia. You're not going to get a.
You're not going to get a Lawndale. You're not going to get a Hawthorne.
Well, I want to say a Lawndale, a Narbonne, a Long Beach Poly, because of the status that those schools maintain, it might be possible for them to be able to do something like that.
A shoe company could sponsor that. For sure.
Or to keep it G, a Poly, you got Willie McGinnis, you got DeSean Jackson, you got Snoop, you got all these notable figures.
Exactly.
You got all these notable figures that could provide an opportunity like that. Narbonne, you got DeSean Golson. You know what I'm saying? You got Nnamdi Asamoah. You got shout out to my dog Brandon Manumaleuna.
Mm-hmm.
Just got hired as head coach.
Say his name again.
Brandon Manumaleuna.
He's Hawaiian, ain't he?
He's Samoan.
Samoan. Okay. I'm like,
my rap. But I feel like a part of the reason why club travel football didn't happen is because of the win. Because you know how football is. It's hard to go from playing a high school season and then going back right back into contact.
Correct.
Because, you know, a lot of kids, seniors are leaving that can graduate early and enter spring.
Right.
So I feel like part of the biggest reason why we don't have that, we didn't have that surge of 11-on-11 contact travel ball versus what we do now, because right now there is nothing.
Yeah.
So it's like they never had to go, you know, experience any
find any sort of other outlet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's
kind of what kind of helped push this movement now versus before. Because seasons and how seasons intertwine and stuff.
Right, and that makes sense.
And the other thing with football too, compared to a lot of other sports, you're taking so many guys with you,
man.
NFL.
And just imagine the cost.
Right. So like an NFL team is taking 53 active players.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this year they bumped it up to 60, but that's okay. 53 to 60 active players on a high school team.
Yeah.
You're taking at minimum 60. 60 to 80, unless you really create a travel squad like they do at the D1 level.
Right.
D1 and D2 level.
And then if you even go beyond that,
it just costs a lot. It's football.
And DJ, you know this because you play semi-pro as well. They have back-to-back seasons. You'll go a fall season and you'll go a spring season. And Jesus of course, Christ. You know, and being adults, of course, with us starting to age a little more.
And they hit harder. Grown man strength the whole game.
Yeah, it's you either keep going, you're going to play fall and spring, or you're going to take one of them seasons off. You know what I'm saying? Just because of the you know what I mean? Just because of the, you know, what it's going to do to the body. You know what I'm saying? So demanding, or not even demanding, but offering that opportunity for kids. Yeah, it's going to be some kids that's go-getters that's going to want to do that. You know what I'm saying? And then you might even have kids because, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, you got some kids that might play AAU for like their first 3 years of high school and only do that. And then will only hop on the team at their high school just off the strength of, you know, it's my junior or senior year. Like, let me go ahead and get after it. But they'll gain all the film and all the recognition they need from that AAU circuit. So now, to your point, you take a football situation like that and you offer a kid an opportunity to where he just plays travel football, you know what I'm saying? And he's able...
I think with football, it'd be more damaging.
Okay.
Because football... Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about more damaging for the high school.
Oh, yeah, okay. Not necessarily for the kid themselves.
No. For the kid themselves, it becomes what you need.
Right.
Because think about it. When you could put together all-star teams...
Because that's essentially what they are. They all-star teams.
What you talking about, the 7-on-7 squads?
The travel football.
Yeah, it's 7
yeah, well, you're putting together all-star teams, and you can travel, and so now we're not sitting here worried about what school against what school... And we just taking the best of the best, and like it'll kill the high school thing, because why would coaches want to go to high school games when all the best of the best of these are
wait, they over here playing on Saturdays at the neutral joint, but you know.
And the thing, but like even with those, some of those travels, the travel teams that we have presently, and again, those are 7-on-7 squads. You're leaving out linemen.
Yeah,
right. You're leaving,
but you also can recognize that these linemen, no bullshit, these linemen coaches are beginning to become more involved in these competition type camps. So the linemen aren't even getting left out no more. You got linemen going to these camps, doing one-on-ones and doing drills and getting offered on the spot.
But
in the same way that skill guys are.
But I still think you still need,
because you're missing an aspect of the game.
You're missing an aspect of the game, because even in 7-on-7, okay, you're seeing what a linebacker does on defense and pass protection,
right?
Not what he does against a run.
Right, right, right.
You're not looking at how a DN or a D tackle, whether you run a 3-4 or 4-3, how they're going, you know, a potential, you know, how they're attacking the gaps.
Yeah.
Against a run scheme versus the pass protection. Yeah. Like, there's elements of the game where you need everybody there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they say football is the ultimate team game, because you need everybody to do their job.
Everybody got
to
do their job.
Every single play. Yeah. And that's why I think for football, as far as the travel aspect, you either take them all or you take none of them.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, again, what you're seeing, even on a 7-on-7 scale, is limited. Hell, you're watching wide receivers running, not routes on air, but you're watching them run routes against defenders, not in pads, and you can't get jacked up in the first 5 yards.
But think about a
7-on-7. Or you can't just watch them block.
Think about a 7-on-7 situation that is fully padded.
7-on-7. I still want to know. But sometimes, depending on what program you are, though, I want to know if you can block, if you're going to block.
Right.
Are you going to put that effort in, or are you going to take the play off? Which are things that are still important in the game.
Yeah.
Because out here, I play, and it's out there too, in SoCal, I play a lot of 8-on-8 flag football.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the eighth person? I've never done it.
Because the center can release.
Ah, okay. Oh.
So I feel like an 8-on-8 flag, I think 7-on-7 can turn into that, but you take away the lineman leaving.
Yeah. He just got to be a lineman.
You just got to be a lineman.
Yeah.
So when you look at it, it allows you to have a center, whether it's a tackle or a guard.
Yeah.
And they still work technique. It still allows technique to be done between a D lineman and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, they can't. You can get physical, but you know, you can't get as physical. But I think that I add an element that it gives everybody a chance. So now, when you think about it, the quarterback is really dealing with some real pressure.
Right.
He got to maneuver and kind of move through the pocket. The timing of it kind of speeds itself up to where we're not sitting there checking time.
Right.
Because if the quarterback break contained, then he obviously got the ability to kind of run and do stuff. So you kind of lifting the 7-on-7 field, and it just gives all the elements to something being as close to a real game as some of these 7-on-7s. I've always been a big proponent of making 7-on-7 flags, adding flags to it.
Yeah.
It eliminates the ability just to go one hand touch.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Break down. You know how it is.
As a defender,
it makes you have to break down.
You have to use a certain skill set.
Yeah,
exactly.
I agree with that.
But it brings still real fundamental elements, because now a receiver has to kind of do a couple of moves or whatever the case is. We really get to see if receivers is really getting away.
Yeah,
yeah. So the emphasis goes on footwork.
100%.
If it's flagged.
Yeah.
Because the tackle, you ain't about to one hand touch.
You got to wrap me up, yo.
So that's why I've been a big advocate of making 7-on-7 flag, just because it just adds more of a competitive element. And it's already one of those situations where the defense is at a disadvantage. At least make it flag to where now you really about to see who's doing what and why.
Exactly. 100%. 100%. Nah, yeah, I agree. And then, you know, just to shift gears a little bit, what is your how do you feel things are gonna things are going to play out in terms of these kids that haven't had the chance to play. So basically, so the way I see it, junior colleges are going to be booming because you got so many kids, so many seniors that were unable to fulfill their senior season, or their senior season got cut short. They might not have a full season. You know what I'm saying?
Or even juniors who didn't have a junior year to prepare for like their first year of varsity.
Right.
Like that's my nephew's situation in San Diego. Like this is his current academic. This is junior year. He didn't get to play at all.
Yeah.
So he's going into a senior.
1 year under his belt on varsity. 1 year.
One. And then you compare to basketball where they have these prep programs. There's no prep programs for football.
And see, that's where, yes, you could play 7-on-7. Because to me, 7-on-7 is a good opportunity for you to just be around football, do football things, get your body in continuing to do those certain movements. But when it comes to actually preparing to play a real game, nothing's better than the actual experience itself. You know what I'm saying? Like full contact, you gotta tackle, you gotta catch the rock, you gotta run up, whatever the case may be, whatever position, you have to actually do all those things as opposed to 7-on-7. You only get one aspect of the game.
Think about how many guys too though that may try to reclassify. School opens up.
And it's going
to
happen. It's kids already doing that right now. Reclassifying.
But this next year, whenever, like, assuming everything goes back to quote-unquote normal, oh, my God, you're going to have a bunch of fifth-year seniors.
Because look at, granted, last year.
A bunch.
What was that? Last basketball season, Zaire Wade was up at Sierra Canyon with Bronny. He wasn't getting burned like that.
And he was a senior.
A senior. So what did D Wade and them have to do? They reclassified him. And so now he had a prep school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like now with us being in this pandemic, you're gonna see a lot of kids' parents taking advantage of that. And I personally didn't really.
Go ahead. No, I'll finish up.
I didn't really realize that parents had those conversations of reclassifying for means of athletics, bro. I didn't really realize that until I started coaching high school ball. Like parents really like I've had parents say like, yeah, we were in conversation about because of his birthday, we were gonna reclassify him. And I'm just thinking like, yo, like these are real situations that these parents is conversing about.
I legit tried to do that in high school.
When I was in high school, I never even thought of that. I didn't know you could do that.
Never came through my mind.
Like, damn, I graduated in 09. It is what it is. Like,
no, okay. So, like I was, like, personal, like, all right, real story. Like, so I graduated high school 08. I, by age-wise, was supposed to be class of 09.
Yeah.
I tried to transfer schools on the other side of the state and just reclassify and go into my technical right grade just based on age alone.
So basically to help hold yourself back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I never...
Because I didn't like the school I was at.
Even when I've had friends that have told me about that, I'm like, how did you do that? How did your parents even come about approaching that situation?
That would have been the second time, though, that happened to me, though.
That's wild.
The first time it happened to me was just purely on academics in elementary school when... Because I started kindergarten at four years old.
Mm-hmm.
And third grade, it was specifically when I went from third grade to fourth grade, I remember my school put me, as I was academically in fourth grade, like I passed all my classes and everything, but they put me in the third grade classroom. But I was doing fourth grade work, so it looked weird.
That's different.
But then everybody that I was in third, I was technically in the third grade with that was in the fourth grade room, everybody thought I flunked, and I'm like, I didn't.
Yeah.
But it was literally my principal who thought, like, for my social upbringing and development, whatever bullshit, literally put me in a different room.
But you see these.
And then when I transferred schools, after that year, I went immediately into the fifth grade.
And you see these kids that have been reclassified, because I think, did JT Daniels reclassify?
A bunch of them do. I think he did. He transferred a bunch of times.
As a graduate transfer.
No, so well, so no, because he's in the classroom. He's only a, I think he's like a true sophomore in the classroom. He's a, yeah, he's a true sophomore in the classroom.
Because he transferred.
When he left, because they went to what, Modern Day. When he left Modern Day, he reclassified, I believe, a year ahead to be able to leave, as opposed to him reclassifying.
Yeah, and then he went to Georgia, and then the Georgia shit didn't work out, and then he went to Ohio State.
No, JT Daniels is at Georgia. He started today. Yeah, you talking about Justin Fields. Because Justin Fields went to Georgia out of high school and then transferred to Ohio State.
I get him confused. I get him confused.
Yeah. But what was your thought, DJ, what you was about to say? Dang, did I lose my...
Uh-oh.
That's crazy.
Tell him how big... He'll hop back on. But... For the sake of conversation, dude, what's the? But there's one guy though. There's one guy though in college football right now who like has transferred literally three times. I think he's at Miami now.
Oh, I know who you're talking
about.
He
never plays, but he swear he the shit. But he like keeps transferring because he don't start.
Dog, I think you're talking about what's his name?
This is like he like I swear he on school. He's
from
three.
Vegas.
Yeah, he on school like number three.
He went to Bishop Gorman, but nah, he that's only his second school. Cause out of cause he went to Ohio State, and then he transferred from Ohio State to Miami.
I swear he left Miami though, and went went to a school in Texas.
He opted out this year. He opted out.
All right,
but
I can't.
Yeah, bro, he opted out.
I can't. Wait, what the hell? My mama said, she said, do you feel a certain way? Mother, I'll answer that question off air. She knows my answer. Like, I mean, socially, I'm fine. Like, I don't think, if we want to be technical about it, like, in third grade, in fourth grade, I was embarrassed because it looked like I fucked, but I didn't.
It's like, cool.
That was the social ramifications of it, but whatever. It everybody that was, that
bro,
don't even.
Wait, time out, ref.
Uh-oh.
This man left literally a drop in his bottle. I want y'all to see this. Y'all see that?
Look how much I don't have in here.
No. You was supposed to kill it. You was just supposed to kill it.
I didn't know how much. Dude, okay, the bottle's heavy. I didn't know how much was in. I didn't know how much was in there. But I didn't want. Look,
it's cool. I'm gonna let you live, man. I'll take this little shot. This little shot right here.
Next week is on me. We'll just alternate weeks now. 2021, we're better people.
You know I'm with it. But yeah, man, It's been real interesting, dog.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You have a son.
I do.
Shout out to the ambulance. Would you go to the extremes as some current parents do as far as reclassifying the kids in high school if it came down to it in order for your son to get a college scholarship at a perennial school versus him living with what he got?
Nah, bro. We got DJ back, man. We lost you for a second. But nah, I wouldn't even... I'm not tripping.
Okay.
It don't matter. Because I'm going to be real, bro. And you're going to get what you get when you get it. It is what it is.
You can transfer in college for all I care.
But you
That's
only,
my opinion.
But you only transferring once.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I feel about that. You only going to transfer once. Because, I mean, granted, I transferred from Fresno. I went from Fresno to Monticello. I graduated from Monticello.
Okay.
And then I transferred as a graduate student to Sioux Falls. So, I mean, everything was within my clock.
Yeah. And my thing would be, if my kids went to college on academic scholarship, they're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to stay there.
So you would make your kids stay somewhere because they got an academic scholarly?
Nigga, it happened to me.
So you were forced to stay?
I actually tried to transfer out of Grand Valley to go play football somewhere else in Ohio.
But your mom wouldn't let you.
No. She was like, why? You're not guaranteed money at the next place you go. You got money where you at. Stay there.
The only time I got hassled for transferring was when I transferred from Fresno. Because I was going to go to Fresno City, and I was going to play ball there. My auntie hit me with the hard. You got the grades to go straight to university. So why go to a JUCO? But she wasn't really locked into what I was trying to do athletically, so she wasn't stunned that.
I would have been shamed like Prince Harry is by the Queen of England.
If you transferred?
Yes. For doing something literally idiotic. I had school partially paid for. My freshman year was entirely paid for. The rest of the time, it was partially paid for. Only to go play football at a spot that I wasn't guaranteed scholarship. I would have had to pay out of pocket. And I wasn't, like so there was no starter position available.
So you was transferring without, had you already talked to the coaches?
Yeah, I got my release, everything.
No, at the other school.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd have left. I'd have got on.
Yeah, you don't
know.
You got to meet the Bland family in Michigan. That wasn't a fly.
No, it wasn't a fly. Because, see, with me, my whole thing was like. I get why you don't want me to go to JUCO. I get it. Okay, cool.
I was staying in D2 in conference.
But my whole thing was, I'm going somewhere else. Like, I'm not about to waste another year not playing ball. I'm going somewhere else. That's how I felt. So then I just marketed myself, boom. But she made sure that I made sure that I was going on a scholarship. Because she was straight up like, if you're not going on scholarship, you're not going. You stand right where you at.
Yeah, I wasn't going. My scholarship was at the school I was at, and it was all academic.
Oh, so you didn't have an athletic scholarship there?
Not at all. Mm. So that's why my mother was like, why?
Yeah.
Like, at this point, give up football and go get on with the rest of your life.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have done that. I couldn't have done it, Mom.
But see, here's the thing. Okay. Here's the thing, though.
That's not an option.
Had I left, my professional career wouldn't have got started when it did.
I mean, everything happens for a reason. So, for sure. It is what it is.
Things play themselves out. It's kind of like UDB. I was in that same situation because I was like, I couldn't, me personally, I wasn't going to a JUCO.
Right.
Because my head, I was watching football heading into my senior year, and I looked at Fresno State. I said, they buns.
Like, bro, no, and he ain't lying, though, bro. Like, he ain't lying.
I'm about to walk on.
Like this is cake.
Okay. I'm gonna say for the record, I'm from Michigan. I knew Fresno State from getting dumped on by Reggie Bush.
That's
the only reason I knew about them.
But listen, the crazy thing is that game is what sold me to go to Fresno State.
They need me.
He said that game sold me.
Fresno State was big, and I had all the ambitions of walking on, but I tore my ACL right before tryout.
Oh.
So once I tore my ACL, I had to move back home, and I was at home, and I had a lot of time to think. And I'm like, you know, is football something else I want to pursue?
Right.
Or you know, do I still want to be the staple of my family, go get my degree? And so when I came back to school, and it's like the classes I got to come back in was BS. And the way my schedule needed to be the second semester, it was still going to be super hard to even try to walk on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I was just kind of forced to kind of give up my football team. Who? I was focused.
Oh, there we go.
Somebody tried to call me. I had to hold that. But I was, like I said, I became focused on just getting my degree. And then around, like I say, 2010, I got to coaching, and then I just fell in love with that. And then that's kind of became my new wave, my new energy.
For sure.
Because I felt like I always feel I got too much knowledge not to share. And that's just who I am. Like, I don't want to be the person that just hold everything in and not tell people. Like, nah, man, if I know it, and I know people want to know it, let me share it to help somebody else.
Facts.
And, you know, that's just kind of person I am.
Man, bro, and it's crazy because, I mean, that's pretty much how it ends up happening. You know, you take that energy you had and that you were putting towards being an athlete, mm-hmm. and then you just transition that into something else. You find some other outlet to get that energy off into. And for me, it was just the same. It was coaching. But shoot, we've reached our time. We want to finish with, you know, you guys go ahead and promote yourself, let people know where you at, what you're doing.
Please do.
And, you know, how they could tap in with you, you know, for future reference.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, me and my guy, Davion Baker.
Day-Day, big bro.
You feel me? I got a podcast called Talk That Talk Podcast. Type it in just like that, Talk That Talk, and that is what D-A-T. Talk That Talk Podcast. We currently available on YouTube. We just got available now on Spotify.
That's a win.
Waiting on an email from Apple to see if they're gonna take us on. Man, so we got a weekly episode. We got two weekly episodes, man, that come out, you know, Tuesday, Thursday for the most part. But you can catch my IG at Too Many Reasons. That's with a two. Too Many Reasons with a Z at the end. And just tap in with us, man. Like I said, man, 2021, trying to take over the globe. I want to become a brand by the end of the year. And
you will become a brand by the end of the year.
100%. Yeah,
man, that's all I see, man. And, you know, my guy DP, he's already agreed that he's going to be a guest on our show this
week. I'm near, man. I'm near.
My bro, man, so he can get on there, man, and talk his stuff about what we got going on. So, man, you know, like I said, I just appreciate you guys bringing me on and tapping into this conversation. And, you know, future things between our shows will manifest.
Yeah, oh, for 100%.
Sure. By all means, come back before the end of the year.
100%, please do. Bro. You're always welcome to hop on with us. You
hell
know,
yeah.
It was a pleasure having you on. You know, always good having family tap in and just be able to, I mean, really just shit. Market yourself. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's been a pleasure having you on it and getting your input and you being able to share your story behind, you know, basically how you got to the point you're at now. Congrats again on graduating. Congrats hell on yeah. the marriage. Congrats on the little brother. One that's on the way.
Oh, he got the trifecta. Graduation, marriage, and a baby. Damn.
My dog is all the way there, man.
He got the trifecta. Shit.
I got married in 2019. The graduation was this year. The baby, basically now, on the next last year.
The trifecta.
So, yeah, man, I'm just trying to be on my grown, man, and continue to inspire everybody underneath me. Just as a black man, we get put into these boxes, and I never wanted to be a statistic, but I want to be a new statistic to what us as black men, what we can achieve and all that good stuff, you know, because, like I said, I look at my boy DP, how he got his family going. Good things that he got going for himself and
the
lane that he's taking himself to. So, like, he inspires me from a distance. And so it's just like you always want to have that circle where everybody doing something. So when I go back, I can be like, yeah, my boy doing this. I got a boy doing that. So when we step on the scene, we just a powerful team.
You just a powerful team, man. Just
you feel me? And that's what I want, man.
Killing.
I want to see all my brothers succeeding and doing big things, man, and we can sit back at that round table smoking the cigars in them nice Armani suits like, what's happening?
Straight up.
I respect that. I respect the vision.
It's love, bro. For real, man. Appreciate you, man. Continue to inspire. Continue to be great out here, man. And just I wish nothing but positivity and uplift and blessings to you and the family, bro. You know, we, like I said, we appreciate you being on here. And, you know, being able to add to the show tonight, our first one of the year, you know, you are our first guest of the year. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, so y'all that done heard, y'all follow my boy, Too Many Reasons. Talk That Talk podcast, available on YouTube and Spotify, soon to be available on all other platforms.
Shout out.
Bro, we going to tap in. I'm going to hit you.
Yes, sir. Get at me, Brody.
Like.
Yeah. All right. And on that note,
man, quality first show of the year, man.
Quality first show of the year, man. Quality guest, quality conversation.
Man.
And and the cool thing is, you know, we like, you know, proud of him coming on, we, you know, talked about mainstream things, but then we brought it back to, you know, the local game.
Yeah.
You know, talked about what's happening in LA, what's happening in California, what's happening in Central California, you know, in Fresno. Which on a national scale, Fresno don't get a lot of love.
They don't. They don't get a lot of recognition.
On a national scale, they don't. I'm not even talking about Fresno State, but like just Central California as a whole. You know, everybody talks about, you know, the Bay Area, Sacramento, you know, the capital, and then everybody talks about Southern California. You know, between LA, Orange County, San Diego, and sometimes Santa Barbara. But
whatever. Yeah,
I'm not even gonna count them this one. I'm not gonna count them this time. But just cause like Santa Barbara's, they doing their own thing. And it's rich right there. Nobody's worried about
man,
that.
Like,
nobody's worried about Oprah. Cause she there. And I drove past her gate one time. I was like,
word. You should have said, what's up, man? Put a little note in her mailbox.
Duh, her mailbox, you can't even get to the mailbox. But yeah. Story for nothing. But, you know, between L.A., Orange County, and San Diego, you know, Central California, just for whatever reason, gets left out. Some people might say rightfully so. I don't agree. You know, California as an entire entity, as a state, hey, pay attention to them because a lot of good things come out of there, too.
Most definitely.
I got a cousin that went to Fresno State as well. Actually, I should have asked him, did he know my cousin? But I didn't.
Who's your cousin?
Daniel Dukes.
I don't know him personally.
He wasn't an athlete or anything, but like he knew people. He knew everybody.
Okay.
He knew everybody. You know, but hey, happy
1-1-21, man. It's been a pleasure. You know, it will continue to be a pleasure.
Yes, 100%.
It's a blessing to see you still here in this year. You know, we done made it through. We continue to persevere and we shall.
In this mother.
And, you know, as I always like to end it with, man, y'all just continue to stay.
Real quick, before we get off.
Yeah.
What goals do you have for the upcoming year? I'm not saying resolutions, but like goals.
Oh, okay. I'm going to give three goals.
For sure.
One would be to begin to market myself as a radio personality. I really enjoy doing this.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, to expand on what we've created here.
All right.
So that's one.
I dig that.
Another would be to, to continue to grow my investments, you know, financially.
For sure.
And gain more knowledge in that realm.
Yeah.
And the third would be to, understand my purpose.
All right.
Understand my purpose.
All right. You give three, I'll give three. One of my main ones, and I wrote this down, I put it in my wallet because I wrote a manifestation list in my wallet.
As you should, because we create our own reality.
That's right. Oh, I'm getting promoted twice at work, too.
Come on now.
I'm getting promoted twice. That's happening.
Let's get it.
That's one.
Let's get it.
Two. Oh, what the hell else I wrote? It's not even on me.
It's okay.
But I would say the second one, from a health standpoint, be way better about my diet this year. Like, for Christmas, my family got me like an air fryer.
Okay.
But like, I mean, that's not to deep fry everything, but
right,
like I can do some things with some vegetables.
Yeah.
To incorporate that way more into my life and my diet.
100%.
Way better with my diet and my exercise. And then the third one.
Mm-hmm.
I told this to Harmony we FaceTime over the phone the other day.
Yeah.
I told her, you know, I make sure that we talk guaranteed once a week.
Okay.
So like I'm adamant on myself about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'll admit that we had a conversation like weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I heard my father in me on something.
Mm-hmm. Is when, that a negative? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
This one's more on the negative side.
Okay.
Like, where some of him and I, non-communication occurred, mm-hmm. was sometimes he would put the onus on me.
Yeah.
And I heard myself do it to her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh.
I wish I could retract that.
Yeah. Luckily, she's 10. Like, she'll probably forget. Hopefully, she forgets it.
Yeah.
But I made up. Well, I think I made up for when I'm like, I'm going to do better.
Yeah.
And make sure it's on me. I can't put that on a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Even if she got a phone. And like, she's 10.
Yeah.
Like, so me being better on it.
Bro, I'm going to challenge you, bro. Because, so my cousin mentioned something earlier today that his girlfriend is doing. She has a list of activities or habits that she's doing consistently every day for 100 days straight.
Okay.
For 100 days straight, talk to your daughter.
All right, for sure. I can do that.
For 100 days straight.
Yeah, we talked. We texted her.
Yeah.
We told each other Happy New Year. So another message going out tomorrow. And it will probably have a conversation on Sunday.
Yeah.
Knowing damn well ain't nothing changed between the other day and Sunday. But we'll talk.
And I mean, even, you know, whether that's text, FaceTime, phone call, whatever it is, man. You know, like, just every day, 100 days.
Yeah, 100 days. You know, it begins a habit because
it's going to become a habit.
Because, you know, between the ages of like 10 and 15. That's your mini.
She's about to transition,
that's,
bro.
That's them years.
She,
where like things get remembered now.
No,
like,
she's
truly
there.
Remembered.
She's been there.
Yeah.
She's been there.
Yeah, she has.
She's been there since probably 6. She's been there since probably 6. You know what I'm saying? So so now, like, your
she'll get there. She there.
Your purpose to her is just continue to become greater, but she's also developing into her own person.
For sure.
You know, so
shout out to her mother.
Shout out to her.
Shout out to her mom.
Shout out to the moms, man. Shout out to Dylan's mom. Hey. Shout out to my little baby, my boy, you know.
Yeah.
Man.
Cause he about to be what, 3 this year?
He'll be 3 this year. My little September baby. Yeah, man.
Yeah, so and, you know, there's other goals, you know, on the list and things like that, you know, finances and stuff, but you know,
of course.
It's only the first day of the new year.
Yeah.
We got 364 more to go. And sometimes you say whatever happens, but at the other end, you know.
You got control of that.
You can control a portion of it.
I would say you can control the portion. Because it's always going to be, you know, spontaneous events, scenarios, whatever, you know.
And the man upstairs has for you what he has for you. And so as long as you continue on your path and your course, whatever's meant for you will get to you whenever it's meant to get to you.
100%.
100%. I'm no wise philosopher, but I think I've lived life long enough to figure that out.
Yeah. Facts. For real, bro.
For shizzle.
For real. Right.
Wow, we pushing an hour 30. Cool.
We did that.
What a way to start the year.
Hey, we love y'all. We appreciate y'all.
That's right.
Thank y'all for tuning in today.
Likewise, everybody on IG Live, on both IG Lives. On both ends.
Appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you guys.
Stay safe.
We love y'all.
All love.
If you have anybody to share the show with, refer to the IG Lives or refer to the Good News Radio Podcast. Shout out to all the other shows.
Yeah,
on
Happy New Year.
We love you guys too. Everybody's health and wellness and happiness and, you know, abundance this year. Hey, it's a new year, everybody.
Y'all are valued.
Your value, and we're off to a brand new beginning. What has happened has happened, but what's in the future, only you can get to it by just trucking along every day.
Every day's a new day.
Yep. Peace, love, and blessings. We out of here.
Skirt. Bye.